manners. The dance was full and crowded, with many at the ball. He spied her through the throng, and heard her siren call. She'd seen him too, and thought she knew the type of man he'd be, tall and dark and debonair, and behaved impeccably. They met with just their fingertips. He asked her for this dance, and led her to the dance floor, his eyes swift stealing a glance. "May I," he said, and led her round, and apologised for his grace, specifically the lack thereof, and the reddening of his face. The belle in blue was smiling too, "Never you fret, my dear." Both were manners and courtesy, and maintained a civil veneer. Round and round the dance went on, from one song to the next, drawing ever closer, as the music weaved its effect. Her skin was pale and perfect, but there was fire in those eyes, a playful smile upon those lips, and all that that implies. He leaned in close, drank in her scent, and whispered in her ear, "Some words I will not share with you, but whose intentions were so clear." He led her from the dance floor. They weren't seen the rest of the day. Manners will take you so far, then devil the rest of the way.